Hello there, jolly little kids and jolly little teenagers. How are you? Well, I can't get an answer here in the podcast, so let me politely begin, hoping you all are doing good. My name is Air Herc, and today I am going to tell you a story about the unbreakable bubbles. Yes, that's right. The unbreakable bubbles. I hope this will put a smile on your face and make you have a feeling of joy. So, here I begin. The unbreakable bubbles. There was a beautiful village in a very dense forest where trees were more than 50 meters tall. Yes, that's right. 50 meters tall. In that town lived a boy called Breffy, who was a very nice and a decent guy. He was born in the same village. He was born to parents who had died when he was too young. He had no siblings. He was always very polite to others and talked very respectfully and nicely with them. But the people of that village were not very nice to him. He was always scolded and talked to at rudely. He never minded that, but sometimes he used to feel hurt and lonely and miss his parents. But he couldn't do anything about it. So he carried on with his life as usual, with daily scoldings and mocked at behavior by others. His usual work was doing hard labor jobs, which was tiring. One day, he was going to his work and saw that there was a job opening at a magic potion shop, which was more paying than his labor job. So he went to the shop and asked if he could work there. The magical potion shop owner, who was a rude lady, asked him if he knew anything about making potions. Breffy replied politely, "No, miss, I am just a laborer. I just saw the poster that said you needed a boy as a helper in this shop, so I came." She then told him, "Strict rules have to be followed if you want to work here. No messing around with the magical potions, as they can be dangerous, you know." He politely said, "Okay." She told Breffy that he could start the work the next day, and also said, don't be late. Breffy went back home that day, a little happy that he got a better job. The next day, he went to the magical potion shop and reached there right on time. But the lady was late. The lady came 15 minutes late, but then opened the shop with the key and they started working. The lady was rude and selfish. She first started giving Breffy a work of simply moving the magical potions here and there and measuring them and selling them to the customers. Breffy became good at it. Now, sometimes the potion lady had to go out of the village to other faraway villages to give potions. So, the potions that used to be in the shop used to empty out, and thus supply used to finish out. But the customers never stopped demanding. So, she started teaching Breffy how to make potions so that in her absence he could make a few common ones. She taught him what plant or fruit or flower to put to make potions and where to get them from in the forest. Breffy became good at it and started making potions without any help. So, when the potion lady was away, Breffy used to make potions for the shop. But Breffy was not very happy on how he was treated. Not only by the people, but also by the potion lady, who used to never let him sit while working and always made him work uselessly hard without any soft words coming out of her mouth. So, one day, he was sitting in a small shanty and was thinking that, I have a good paying job, but people are rude and mean to me. All I need is love from them, and they keep on hating me. So, he thought of a plan and thought of teaching people a lesson. When he used to work, he used to see that iron was a very strong substance and made very powerful potions. The potions made of iron never decayed, and also things made of iron were pretty strong and nobody could break them. Secondly, he used to observe that rubber potions that were formed of rubber from trees and other materials were very malleable and could be bended in whichever way you wanted. So, he thought, let's make bubbles that don't break and distribute them in the market. So, the next day, after finishing work, he bought iron and rubber potions from the shop and took them home. He set some proportions for the two items and heated them and cooled them rapidly 2 to 3 times until it formed a soap-like liquid that when blown through air could form unbreakable bubbles. He made first bubble and tried breaking the first bubble with all his might, but did not succeed. Then he blew air to form one more bubble. He tried breaking that bubble too, but he did not succeed. So he was happy that he made unbreakable bubbles. So, after work, he started selling the bubble-forming liquid to people who were very impressed to see the bubbles that never break. So, people started buying in large quantities. But what they did not realize was that the bubbles sticked around as they were made of iron and were very heavy. Even the wind could not carry them away. By that time, Breffy had left his job and the town and went away into another forest and started living there all by himself. Also, by that time, people had realized that bubbles actually had become a mess as they started suffocating them because more and more bubbles had accumulated and become heavy below, blocking sunlight and the air. Even plants in the village had started dying, and the forest was so dense that the bubbles could not be dragged away. People became scared and didn't know what to do. Even the potion lady could not make a potion to burst the bubbles, and thus she gave up too. People started realizing that they were rude to Breffy and thought that it was a result of their bad deeds against Breffy. So they thought that if they could say sorry to Breffy, they would and never ever be mean and rude to him again. By this time, Breffy was hiding behind trees to see what was happening there. A boy saw Breffy hiding. The boy immediately shouted, "Look, there is Breffy." Breffy got scared and tried to run, but people did not let him go. And to his shock and surprise, people, instead of beating him, started saying sorry to him and apologizing for being rude to him. Breffy understood that people there had changed along with him to being better. He asked what he could do to help. They asked him if he could get rid of the bubble problem. Since Breffy had made that potion, he only knew how to break the bubbles. So he told everybody that the only way to break bubbles is to put mouth saliva itself on the bubbles. This will weaken their outer walls and make them shrink, because outer walls of bubbles would then become organic, combining with some inner saliva already on inner bubble walls, through the minute pores in them. But to break them, they had to be eaten once a day, which will also help people to revive the lost nutrients in their body because of lack of air and sunlight. Secondly, what he did was added various flavors of taste to the bubbles through a magic. This made bubbles tastier than they actually were. And when people ate bubbles, it seemed as if they were eating ice creams. Thus, they disposed of bubbles happily and merrily while having abundance of flavors and their wonderful fragrance all around. Later, Breffy apologized too for being too vicious in his thinking and deed. The bubble disappeared in one ear and people became happy and fit. Breffy never had to face harsh words again from anybody, and everybody lived happily ever after. Now it's important to understand why the initial saliva that was being added to the bubbles while forming them by blowing air was not breaking them. The potion he had given people to blow bubbles with was forming a chemical bond instantaneously with one's mouth saliva, and thus there was no saliva left on the bubbles to break them at that instant and moment. Only some saliva on inner walls was left, which caused its non-breaking properties at that time. All the saliva formed a chemical bond. That is why new saliva had to be added while eating them to break them, which took at least 15 minutes to get broken and dissolved. Thank you, kids. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.